We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go over to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it is time for a game that we call
the Trump Dump.
Sometimes the Trump news comes out faster than your lunch after eating a medium-rare Trump steak. So we have to cover it as fast as we can. We're going to ask you about the week in Trump, rapid-fire style. Tell us if it's true or false. Get it right, you get a point. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go, guys. Roy, true or false? The friendship tree planted by Donald Trump and French President Macron last year produced its first apple this week.
True.
No, it's false. It died.
Oh, my God.
Helen, true or false? President Trump raised eyebrows last weekend when he tweeted that the moon is part of Mars.
False.
No, it's true.
What?
Yeah.
Jordan, true or false? Donald Trump said he was not like Richard Nixon because, quote, I've done nothing wrong.
True.
No, false. He said he was not like Richard Nixon because, quote, he left. I don't leave. Roy, true or false? Trump's Secretary of State finally acknowledged the threat of climate change.
False.
No, it's true.
No!
Secretary Pompeo said, quote, steady reductions in sea ice are opening new passageways and new opportunities for trade. It's a good thing. Helen, in a tweet Thursday, Donald Trump referred to his great relationship with the Prince of Wales.
True.
Yes, but he spelled whales like the sea creature. Oh. So he may have been referring to his great relationship with Moby Dick. Jordan, true or false, Donald Trump issued his first like on a tweet in several years on a tweet praising Rudolph Giuliani's broad shoulders.
True.
No, false. Trump's first like in years was on a tweet about Rihanna's work-life balance.
What? Oh.
That's it for this week's Trump Talk. What you put on quite a show really had me going. Now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show. Coming up, we save the world in our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.